Blog Talk Radio.
You, what's poppin'? It's your boy, Three Letter Man, PSA motherfucking podcast. Dolo tonight. I'm about to get my man, Doggy Diamonds, on the show. Talk some hip-hop news. Talk some battle rap. Bear with me for 1 second here. Welcome to PSA Podcast. You already know what it is. Your boy, Three Letter Man. Special guest, the big homie. Love when this nigga comes on the show, man. Love the knowledge he drops. This nigga been in the game forever and ever. Respect my nigga, Doggy Diamonds. What's good, my nigga?
What's going on? What's up with everybody out there? What's going on?
What's going on, Doggy, man? I just want to get your perspective because I've been watching. I just watched your JoJo Capone interview that you had talking about his part of how the Dipset situation went. In your eyes, man, is this all really about a fucking T-shirt, Doggy Diamonds? Because that's what Canva's trying to sell to the public, that the argument really set off because of a goddamn T-shirt. What's your take on all this nonsense that's going on, man?
I think that it's certain things that I'm reading something and talking at the same time.
Right.
I don't think it started over the T-shirt, but, I mean, the energy could be behind something else. You know what I'm saying? It could be behind something else. I've heard grumblings with other shit that really why they not fucking with each other, but, you know, it didn't really get messy enough for the shit to go public, you know, why they're not really fucking with each other. We also got to understand, like, sometimes people give us what they want us to know. You know, and then if it goes too far left, then a person say, well, I really wasn't fucking with him because XYZ. Of course it wasn't a fucking T-shirt. Like,
right.
But it is disrespectful. When you're dealing with somebody like Jim Jones, who's openly, admittedly, to be emotional, and you know
right. You're
dealing with somebody that's emotional, then you know what you can do that's going to, you know, irk his fucking nerves. So if you did
and manipulate the situation, right, Doggy?
Yeah, exactly. So you did it to know that you was going to piss him off and he gets emotional. You know, when it comes to matters of the heart, when I say matters of the heart, I mean relationships and girls and women. Some dudes are sucker for love. Some dudes are not sucker for love. Some dudes are just in love. And it ain't our place sometimes to tell us, yo, who you should be dating, who you shouldn't be dating, and you going too hard with shorty. Perfect example. I don't kiss and tell. I'm very secretive about my relationships. Reason I'm secretive about my relationship that I've had in my life is because if I meet a shorty and I say, I met this shorty, yo, she got a fat ass, yo, she suck a mean dick, titties is big.
I want to know what's popping.
Not only that, when she walk in a room, you know everything about her because I just put you on.
Right.
Oh, that's the shorty with the big titties and suck dick and she got a fat ass. Now, what happens when this becomes my wife now? So I done told you my wife suck a mean dick. Exactly.
So
this is the thing. So a lot of times when a dude start fucking with a chick, we look at the chick and we be like, yo, my nigga, you tricky Ricky, you a sucker for love, but then what happens when it becomes his girl and it progresses? Then he might, you know, you got some such thing as pillow talk that I don't partake in, but
right.
Niggas be pillow talking.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga might say, yo, Cam was calling me tricky Ricky for fucking with you. Then the chick might start to resent Cam and be like, fuck that nigga. What happens?
Mm-hmm.
That poison get in the game now. So now every time Cameron's name is brought up, he like, yo, I gotta go. I'ma holler at you, Cam need me. And she like, fuck that nigga. You know what I'm saying? That's a nigga who calls you Tricky Ricky. Or you run into, you know what I'm saying? Shit like that be happening.
Nah, but Doggy Diamonds, to piggyback on what you're saying, I could imagine in the hip-hop industry, all these niggas dating the same woman, fucking the same chicks, how much pillow talking be going on throughout the industry. You know what I'm saying? Like, shorty know this nigga's a sucker. Niggas be, you know what I'm saying? We
dapping
each other, be doing joints together. But we dissed each other to shorties and shit. Because
now we at the day and time where everybody's exposed. So if I send a chick a DM like, yo, what's good? She want to blow me up. Oh, Doggy Diamonds was in my DMs. I'm like, well, ain't I supposed to be in your fucking DMs? I ain't no fucking, I'm not gay. I'm a heterosexual single man. Ain't I supposed to try to holler? You know what I'm saying? And if I'm in your DMs, why you want to blow up that I'm in your DMs? Like, what type of sucker shit is that? So now everybody is cautious about how they approach each other. You know what I'm saying? Because you might want to holler at a shorty, but here she go, oh, he was in my DMs. Or what happens is, it's motherfucking February right now. I try to holler at a shorty. You know what I'm saying? I spit my dart a couple of times. The shit don't land. So now by like April, I moved on, spit another dart. That shit land on with another shorty. So now she want to be like, oh, in February, he used to be all up in my DMs. So fucking what, chick? That shit done came and went. You know what I'm saying? You ain't bite, so I kept it moving. So I hope it ain't over no T-shirt, but I understand. I'm saying all this to say, I understand the feelings that niggas are harbor for each other because a nigga girl might not like the nigga. And a lot of times when you ride and die with your chick and she don't like the nigga,
You know what a nigga riding with.
He gonna ride with
a
chick. Because
especially
when the T-shirts, because when the T-shirts go out saying Tricky Ricky, that's a diss to her, too. Because you saying a nigga tricking on her and she's not worth it.
Facts.
You understand what I'm saying? So you notice you never really seen Cam, Chrissy, and none of them in the same place. You never seen them really fucking with each other doing shit. They've always been separate for some reason. So that should be a red flag to everybody right there. Like, yo, how come you never seen Juju, Chrissy, Cam, and you never really seen them like doing no, you know, no double dating, no couple shit, no dick.
Right.
You seen Kim Bella and Juju before. You might even seen Kim Bella and Chrissy before, but you never
seen. We've even seen Beyonce and Kim Kardashian sitting next to each other at the award show. You know what I mean?
So that shit might, you know, it might be over a T-shirt. You know, I hope not, but
what about the Bird Gang that Cam was doing, man, copywriting the Bird Gang? I think that didn't say get swept under the rug, but I ain't feeling that.
I ain't feeling that because I actually Bird Gang is my homies. You know, that was, you know, Mel Matrix, aka Mel Murder, and Rob Murder, aka Spooky G's. You know, they brothers from back.
And Noah, that nigga Noah too, right? The nigga Noah.
Noah.
Sound like Hov and shit.
Sandman. Yeah, Noah Sandman, rest in peace. Chink Santana. You know, you gotta remember Stack Bundles was Bird Gang.
Stack. Squad up, nigga.
Max B was Bird Gang. So if you say I got my little thing, the Bird Gang, and the niggas say, you know, cause sometimes we don't tell motherfuckers. We don't want to tell niggas our business. Like, you ask me a question, I kind of don't owe you no explanation if I'm doing my thing. You know what I'm saying?
Totally
if I'm doing my thing on the side, and then you take my shit and copyright it. Listen, I'm gonna tell y'all the funniest shit. I knew that Cam really owned Bird Gang a long time ago, but the public
they were.
Yeah, I've been knew he owned
that. You know, I ain't surprised you knew.
Yeah, I've been knew that he copywrote that shit. I knew that shit back then. I was like, people was like, yo, on the low, Cam really owned that shit. So he was running with Bird Gang, and I guess Jim found out he copywrote that shit and then just dropped the Bird Gang thing because, but I know niggas with that Bird Gang shit tattooed on their body, facts. With Bird Gang tattooed on their body. Because, see, let me give y'all something. Bird Gang didn't start with Cameron and Jim.
Right, Bub,
Purple City Bird Gang.
Mm-hmm.
But then Jim said, yo, I'm Bird Gang, you Purple City. So that's when they just started running with Purple City, and he was Bird Gang.
Ocasa and them niggas, right?
Exactly.
Aguilar, exactly.
So, I know niggas with the Bird Gang tattooed on their body. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Bird Gang, they was trying to make it like a splinter group off of Dipset because you had Bird Gang, you had Skull Gang, that was Joel Santana, and then you had 730 Dips.
Yeah.
730 Dips.
That was shit, right?
Yeah, and then you had Top Gunners with Hell Well, and you had Thunder Gang. J.R. Ryder was Thunder Gang. I'm fucking it up, but yeah, you know what I'm saying? So Bird Gang with Jim Johnson.
Dog, you think Cam looked at all that like, okay, like he said, with Dipset, but you guys are out there trying to start different entities out there, and niggas ain't really telling me, you know, because Cam said he alluded to, well, I asked Jim, yo, well, you starting to, are you forming your own group and shit? And Jim like, nah, it's Dipset Bird Gang. And then Cam decides, I'm not co-signing the copyright, doggy, don't not get it twisted. I'm just saying, do you think that was ample time right there for Jim to be like, yeah, son, I'm trying to, you know what I mean? Start my own, you know, crew over here.
It depends, though, because, you know, we all been in situations where we had somebody as a partner and we want to do something different, and the nigga ask you what you're doing. Sometimes it's none of your fucking business what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? It ain't none of your business what I'm doing. As long as I fulfill my obligation with what we doing, it ain't your business to ask me what I'm doing on the side. As long as what I'm doing on the side doesn't take away from my obligations of what me and you got going on. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes it might have just been an idea that he had. It might have been something he was throwing around to see how it was going to go. Because, you know, to be a wealthy person, you have to have different avenues of revenue streams. You know what I'm saying? So he might say, yo, I got my getting money from Dipset. I'm going to do my Bird Gang thing, develop some artists. You know what I'm saying? And I really didn't see nothing wrong with it. You know what I'm saying? That's me personally. I didn't see nothing wrong with it because Dipset is forever. Dipset is the mother. So it's like when a nigga go copyright that shit, you know, like Joe Button said, like, you know, I would have wanted to fight. Me personally.
Brooklyn shooting you niggas.
Yeah, now I just would have just wanted to fight because it's like, yo, how you going to go copyright my shit when you see me trying to build a brand? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, as long as I, and you know you're not doing right by me with this Dipset shit, like, that's just some greedy shit. You know what I'm saying? You already own Dipset. Like, Cameron owns Dipset. He owns that shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's his. So if I'm starting to build my own shit and I'm helping you, you know, I helped you, you know, build your shit, and then I'm trying to build my shit. Why you want to steal my shit? You understand what I'm saying?
Word.
I don't think that was right because when you steal the shit, you automatically, like, no matter what you do with it, you got to get PC off.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if they want to use their own logos, they got to pay you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit is, I don't know, you know. But then again, we live in a society right now where niggas is real snaky and slithery, and it's going to be people who don't see nothing wrong with that shit. And that's why everything is fucked up now, because anything, you shouldn't be doing anything to your brother. And then people could have the argument of, well, Jim was doing something behind his back. No, he wasn't doing nothing behind his back. He was handling his own business.
Mm.
If I live in a crib with you, right?
Right.
Well, let's not say you, because that shit could be homo. But if I live in a crib with a female, right?
Right.
If I live in a crib with a female and I want to get another crib, right? I got to tell her I'm getting another crib? No, as long as I fucking pay rent here and I'm here with you and I got to do and I'm doing what I got to do by this crib, I could get me another little man cave. I could do that. You know what I'm saying? Give a fuck. I could get another man cave. Or even if I did live in the crib with you, me and you was half and half on the studio.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm paying rent for the studio. We got major clients coming to the studio. And I want to get me a little side studio to build up some other talent that I want to develop. And I don't think they big enough to come in the studio. Or I might not like the way you work sometimes. So I'm going to build a side studio and still contribute to the studio. You going to tell me, oh, you can't get another studio? Who the fuck are you? I'm not signing you. I can do whatever the fuck I want. So then you going to go to the place that I was looking at in another studio and get the lease in your name?
That's some old guy.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that shit is fucked up because as grown-ass men, we still got to handle our business. I'm pretty sure Cam did shit that he didn't tell.
Of course.
I'm planning on doing this, so I'm going to do this. Exactly. So,
and you know Cam, as a boss, him being a boss, Cam being a boss probably felt like, I don't got to say nothing because I'm putting niggas on or getting niggas light, getting niggas deals. This, maybe his mind, you know, train of thought, doggy. I don't know.
This is what I'm saying, but I mean, at the end of the day, you know, Cam was the boss. He did. If it wasn't for him, a lot of them wouldn't have eaten and all that. But at the same time, we can't diminish Jim Jones' role in the whole thing because he was very, very intricate in it. Because we got to think about Cam, the SDE Cam. You know, he was dope. The songs were dope and everything, but he wasn't that superstar nigga that he was when that whole Dipset shit came about.
Right.
About, and
to
it was him.
He got a rock.
Even like a little before the rock shit, it was the Dipset mixtapes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and then after it went to the rock. Yeah, this is what I'm saying. So, you know, it was just the energy that Jim Jones brought. Because I used to be like, yo, who the fuck is this nigga with this perm on the stage with this nigga? Like, that shit just was like, so you got to understand, when you have somebody standing next to you that could take the focus off you just a little bit, or it's like you say, yo, why ugly girls be having pretty friends? because it makes them that much prettier.
Prettier, yeah.
It makes them more prettier because you see the ugly girls and you look at her like, damn, she bad, but she bad, bad, bad in comparison to her. You know what I'm saying? So so Jim was able to do a couple of things to take the focus off of Cam a little bit, and it made you realize how they all catered to Cameron. They treated him like the star that he wanted to be treated like. They put him in the forefront.
The forefront.
Everything was all about Cam.
It's almost like the Jackson 5. It's almost like the Jackson 5, doggy. Like, yeah, Jackie, Tito, Randy, Jermaine, Marlon, all you niggas are here, but we put the mic at the forefront as he should be. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the point I'm making.
Let me ask you a question about the Jim Jones when Cam was saying he tried to start fake beef. Now, doggy, I know you're on the culture as long as everybody, and this is the first time I heard about one of Cam saying that Jim wanted to promote a fake beef. I think that was kind of weird to me. Like, I can't see myself saying, doggy, let's start a beef because you're large and I'm trying to get where you at. And I can't see my, you know, I can't see myself doing that, though.
We got to understand, it's the 50 Cent effect. 50 Cent got big off of beef, right?
Facts.
A lot of hip-hop is based off of what? Gimmicks. A lot of hip-hop is gimmicks. The shit niggas is weird. It's gimmick. Like, you know, it's like when you see, if you see some of these rappers and they're not on stage, they're not going to have on certain clothes. You know what I'm saying? You see fucking Rihanna in the airport, she might have on some dirty-ass fucking sweatpants and, you know, some sneakers, her hair tied and some big shades on. You know, she's not going to have on these outrageous costumes. So that's her costume is a gimmick. CeeLo going to the Grammys in all gold. That shit is all a gimmick. So I'm not justifying it, but maybe he said, yo, man, we need to do something because we cold right now. You know, the three biggest groups in New York has always been D-Block, Dipset, and G-Unit.
G-Unit.
And at one point, G-Unit had this shit crazy. Right. So it's like, yo, we cold as Dipset. Do something to get people looking at us again or just wondering and shit. So it was just an idea, you know. And we all come up with ideas.
I looked at Jim kind of side-eyed. My nigga, really? Like, what are we benefiting from that? Like Cam said,
but you
what
gotta
the
understand
fuck are the fans going to think about that, doggy? You know what I mean?
But it ended up happening anyway.
Just to throw it out there to your man, like, let's make a fake beef, my nigga. Like, that's weird to me, son.
Yo, this shit is wrestling. Didn't Jay-Z tell you that? This shit is wrestling. Wrestling is fake beef. This shit ain't real. You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit ain't real. At the end of the day, it's all entertainment. Beef is the most rewarding thing with our people, unfortunately, but it is what it is.
It doesn't sell records anymore.
It's not about selling records. Niggas don't give a fuck about selling records. Selling records is the most minute thing in the music industry now, but it does get you appearances. It does get you interviews. It does get you shows. It does get you everything that comes with everything but selling records, because nobody is selling records like that per se.
Right.
I mean, you got people who do their numbers. Like, platinum is a big deal now. At one point, platinum, everybody was going platinum. Now
even going gold, doggy. Even going gold nowadays.
Yeah, that shit is a big deal again. You know what I'm saying? But at one point, it was like, motherfuckers go gold. You know, if you had a platinum single, your album was automatically gold. That shit's always been like that. Now, motherfuckers ain't selling no units. Niggas selling like 20,000 and shit like that. So that's a big deal. So, I mean, it's not something that I would do with my man, but I understand when motherfuckers is just trying to win. Like, yo, we need to come up with a gimmick. I mean, everything is a gimmick. Cameron,
yeah, but I couldn't see you, M-Rec. I couldn't see you and M-Rec saying, you calling M-Rec or M-Rec calling you and being like, you know what I mean? I couldn't see that.
No, you're right. You're right, but then you also have to understand, again, desperate times call for desperate measures. Niggas is going to do certain shit when they desperate. So it might have been, you never know what was going on at the time, what niggas was seeing, like, this nigga 50 selling 10 million records off beef. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Dr. Dre and Snoop wasn't fucking with each other no more. Tupac, one off of beef. You know, it was so many factors that beef just help motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? The game, you know what I'm saying? It helps so many people. Joe Budden beef with everybody at one point, you know what I'm saying? Like, it helps so many people that you like, fuck it, we never really had no beef on wax with nobody. Let's
right.
see if we go at each other. With, you know, I'm not justifying it, though, but I understand.
No, 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 you're breaking it down. No, I understand
where
he
was
saying.
At. Yeah, I understand where he was at to say, yo, this might get some attention because what? People wake up every day and they do what? They walk on the internet to see who got beat the fuck
yeah.
up, who talking mm-hmm. about who,
mm-hmm.
you know, who pussy stink, you know what I'm saying, who got exposed, who's gay,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying? This is everyday occurrences. So now, if I could find a way to inject myself, perfect example, when he came out with 50 Cent, that shit was the most talked about.
I thought that was foul.
No, I didn't fuck with it. Yeah, I didn't fuck with it. I didn't think that was the right thing to do. But then sometimes we see, this is what we have to understand about loyalty, right? Sometimes you can be a loyal fool. You can
yeah.
be loyal. You can't be loyal to somebody who's not loyal to you,
mm-hmm.
first and foremost. And that's the mistake a lot of us make. And the
mm-hmm.
public doesn't know really what's going on behind the scenes. So they just look at you like, yo, Jim, you foul. But we're not all the type of nigga that say, well, this nigga did X, Y, Z to me. That's why I did that, because we're not going to really air the dirty laundry. We just like, yo, that nigga know why I did that.
Mm.
So it's easy for niggas to play the victim, but, you know, what don't come out in the wash might come out in the rinse. You understand what
yeah.
I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
a lot of times, you know, I've heard stories about Cameron, you know, because a lot of the other Dipset members, you know, they're going to come, they're going to speak, but they ain't really – I ain't seen nobody say what I know that they
right.
told me. You understand
well,
what
I've seen Shice Bugs on Jordan Tower, Emmerich, and I've seen Hell Well on there. Then I've seen JoJo Capone on your channel. And this is what I gathered from seeing other Dipset members talking, and even a brother like JoJo Capone, who now we know him damn well, he was holding down, can we say Dipset or Jim Jones? Is it more Jim Jones, right?
It was Dipset.
Basically. And it seemed like everybody was on the same page, like, not saying they was riding for Cam, but they was leaning towards what Cam was saying more to what Jim's was saying. Because now, you know, LRL was talking about, oh, you know, when you say weeks have, my name should be mentioned, you know what I'm saying? And now, you know, Cam saying that Jim is from the Bronx. We all knew, if you're a New York nigga, you close to the culture, we all knew Jim was born in the Bronx. And he was just screaming Harlem. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So Cam trying to pull his card, his Harlem card, in a sense. Now, do you think when the True Life, Cam talking about True Life and all, they got confronted by them, and I guess they, you know, he got caught slipping, he was talking about, and then Jim goes on the radio and saying Cam is on timeout. I thought that was kind of weird to me, too, because I remember that show with Miss Info, Doggy. I'm pretty sure you remember that also. Was
yeah,
that kind of weird to you, though? Like, Cam is on time
but it
out.
Was so much going through. It was a lot of shit going on behind the scenes. And like I said, I will say this. You know, me being the person that I am and me being the journalist that I am, it's shit that I know that came out of niggas' mouth. I'm not going to say who. I'm not going to put
right.
nobody on blast.
Right.
But when niggas get in front of certain cameras on certain platforms, they don't really tell what they said before.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of niggas is holding back. Trust
yeah.
me.
Doggy, even in battle rap, I do that. Niggas will tell me shit off camera,
more to these stories.
Yeah.
It's more to these stories, and it's horror stories. You know what I'm saying? It's horror stories. So a lot of people right now are playing, I think a lot of people are playing politically correct. Not saying, well, politically correct is fucking lying. So a lot of people are just saying certain shit, you know, to they don't know where this is going to go. I mean, at the end of the day, Cameron is bossed up. Few million in the bank, always gonna get a situation. But now look at Jim though. Jim is in good company.
But do you think to the point that you made about Cam's boss stuff that maybe other niggas that know shit like you're talking about, they don't want to say nothing because they kind of want to stay close to the money train. You know what I mean?
They don't want to burn no bridges.
Right.
They don't want to burn no bridges. You know, because I heard, you know, I've heard stories like when Cam don't fuck with you no more, he don't fuck with you.
Votto.
You out of
here.
Votto. I mean,
it seemed like him and Votto. Like,
fucking Charlie Clips.
Oh, yeah.
People forget Charlie Clips was with Cameron.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's facts. He was.
He was on a whole project.
Mm-hmm.
You don't hear nothing about Clips and Cameron no more. It's like we see Clips the battle rapper, we forget
yeah.
the fucking UN. We forget all about that.
UN.
We forget all about that Charlie Clips was with Cameron.
Yep.
The whole project. And probably Cam probably got mad Charlie Clips songs and verses.
On the stash, right? On the computer.
In the stash. Now, why isn't Charlie Clips? Why he don't fuck with Clips no more?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I know, but you know the world don't
right.
know. And it ain't my place to tell. You know what I'm saying? Mm. But or they don't fuck with each other. You know what I'm saying? Whatever, however that went. But I know what niggas told me. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. Like I said, when you in certain circles and you hear a lot of shit, you know, and
right.
I can't confirm. I'm not gonna confirm anything because it ain't my place to confirm because it's.
Mm.
For one of them two to tell the story, you know what I'm
right.
saying? And I know, like I said, I just know what I know. So, like I said, a lot of times when I say shit, people be like, oh, he don't know what the fuck he talking about, but they be trying to treat me like I'm some fucking fan nigga.
Mm-hmm.
No shit. Nah, I know all these niggas.
Mm-hmm.
I just think the type of nigga that be chummy with motherfuckers trying to take photo out with my, you know, with
mm-hmm.
people. And a lot of people
mm-hmm.
look from a fan perspective and they say, damn, if I knew him, I would be around him every day. Where the hell could you dick ride? You know what I'm saying? I didn't come in this game to
yeah.
dick ride nobody. I just came in this game to do my 1-2 thing and go back to my people and my family. You know what I'm saying? And who
yeah.
I fuck with. I got my core niggas. I don't need to hang with rappers. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? I don't need to hang with rap niggas. I just need to get the story and keep it moving when it's that time. You know what I'm saying? So, that.
Did you feel like Cam was doing a little bit exposing? And I say this because. You know, like, you know, we know Jim is the emotional type, and Cam is real laid back. He almost got that, like, I take it to battle rap analogy, Doggy Diamonds. He almost got that Goods effect where he comes on stage, he's swagging out, he's not the rah-rah loud nigga. You know what I'm saying? He's going to crack a few jokes, make you laugh. But there was a few things he was saying and stuff, like get a man DC on the phone. I just felt like that was kind of extra, trying to play Jim out a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I
don't think you're playing a nigga out when you're telling the truth, because you got to tell the truth. See, that's the whole thing. When niggas tell the truth, you know what I'm saying, because I can say this. Mandisi told me that story word for word. Facts.
Word.
He repeated this. Mandisi told me the same story word for word about his altercation with Jim Jones. I already knew
wow.
that. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I fuck with the Harris family. Free S1. I just spoke to S1 on the other day. You know, S1, y'all might know him from the group Bang Bang Boogie.
Bang Bang Boogie,
word. Yeah, that's S1 and his brother, Hocus 4/5. I just, me and Hoke spoke for a little while, and S1 called in. He's, you know, he's been locked up for 9 years now, you know, Free S1. You know, and me and S1 spoke, you know what I'm saying? That's the homie. And Man DC came to the studio with Hocus. When Hocus first came home, he brought Mandy telling me about to go on Love & Hip Hop. But now if you go on the Forbes DVD channel, I put up a little clip of Mandy talking about how he flipped on Jim Jones. You know what I'm saying? And that's an old clip, but I didn't release it because, you know, it wasn't public. You know, it's just
right.
shit you don't talk about in public. But once it was public, I was like, fuck it, I might as well just put it out there. Everybody know now. But that's Mandy in person saying I had to put hands on somebody. You know what I'm saying? But people went in the comments and said, he never said Jim Jones, oh, you clickbaiting. Y'all niggas on the internet need to shut the fuck up.
Word.
I ain't no clickbaiting. Listen, I ain't no clickbaiting nigga, and I ain't no misleading nigga. If I put it out there, it's law. I'm not going to put it out there. You understand what I'm saying? This is Man DC's on camera. This is not a phone call. This is actual footage that I had with Man DC. You can hear my voice clearly. You know what I'm saying? This is prior to me jumping on camera. And this is at the old DTF radio. You know what I'm saying? So, man, DC's told me that story word for word. Matter of fact, the baby was just born. The last little boy was just born. Before the little, and he ended up having a little girl. You know what I'm saying? I got pictures of man DC at the time. And you know, me and him used to talk on the phone, too, because he was setting up a Votto interview for me because he was managing Votto at the time. I ended up getting a Votto interview. That's on Forbes DVD channel too. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot that I'm tied into that I know, but like I said, people be, you know, be so busy dick riding other niggas, they don't respect the architect. You know what I'm saying? Certain people like me, like I really know a lot of these dudes.
You in the streets though, my nigga. Let's be real.
Yeah, I just don't chase niggas.
Come on, man.
I don't chase niggas for interviews. I reach out and niggas reach back and we, you know, it'd be like mutual shit. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's not the right time to do certain things for me. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Sometimes, you know, like the Ali Vegas situation. You know, I've been
yeah.
going to Ali Vegas for fucking long time and it wasn't the right
that.
Time. Like he even said that in the interview. Yo, it might not have been the right time for me and you to meet. But then when we meet, look, we make history. You understand what I'm saying? And that's what all this shit is all about. So when you see these other podcasters and these other interviewers jumping and, oh, he just interviewed this person and this person, and you didn't get that interview, yo, it might not have been, listen, it ain't my time to do certain shit. I done interviewed everybody and their mama. I don't want to interview certain people, believe it or not. Y'all be surprised the shit I turned down. Niggas will look at me like, yo, you bugged out, you turned down that? Yo, that nigga don't got no story. Ain't nothing we can talk about. And I damn sure ain't going to sit before no nigga with no fucking beads and weird shit in his head and talk. So I'm just not doing, I'm not doing that. Because I'm going to have to throw you away in your face. I'm going to have to say, yo, what the fuck is up with your head? Seriously. Or what's up with your gear? You understand what I'm saying? But that's just me personally. I don't, and I don't do interviews from no dick riding perspective. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ask tough questions. But the Dipset shit, you know, overall is very unfortunate. I think we got music. I think we got timeless music, though. So,
but the Rock Nation thing, no. The Rock Nation thing had to leave a kind of, I think that was the last straw, doggy. What you think?
I think, but I think that that's, honestly, that's Jim Jones' business. That's his business. Like, you know, on some real shit, as men, as grown as men with family and children, anybody that's out there listening to this, man, handle your business.
Business.
If let me tell y'all something. I want y'all to understand it. If a man ain't feeding you, can't tell you how to eat. Always remember that.
Facts.
If a motherfucker sit there and watch you starve, and you go get you a plate, he can't get mad at how you ate because he wasn't feeding you. You understand what I'm saying? And that's what all this shit is about. Because, you know, when you look at the days and times we in, so many motherfuckers don't have no morals, values, and principles.
Nah, nope.
You understand what I'm saying? They don't know what it's like to be hungry, to be fucked up in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And as a man, Jim Jones is not supposed to be dependent upon Cameron. And he can only use Dipset brand, but for so much, because if you want to use Dipset brand, you got to kick back to Cam. But what if I got a situation that's mine and it's based off of the Dipset shit? I might want to kick you something, you know. Yeah, let me get, you know, Cam. I might get a budget and I say, yo, I'm gonna give Cam $50,000 for this, and he like, nah, Dipset is worth this. I want $2 million. Out of your $4 million budget or out of your $5 million budget. You're going to be like, fuck that shit. I ain't using it. And then you might lose your deal. You understand what I'm saying? You might lose your situation. So a lot of times, I know certain shit wasn't financially, it was financial suicide for him to do certain shit because you got to kick Cam all his money. You understand what I'm saying? And it's like, damn, like, shit, I'm only getting this. And this nigga ain't cutting me no slack because Cam is a shrewd businessman. He's entitled to what he feel like he's entitled to. He's going to negotiate what he feel like he needs to negotiate as far as money. So we can't say, yo, Cam asked for too much money. We can't say that because if that's what he feel like he's worth, he's going to take it. But Jim Jones going, let me tell you something about Jim Jones going to Rock Nation. This is why that happened. And this is why it was very important for him to go to Rock Nation. There's a person by the name of French Montana. Right? French Montana and Jim Jones got beef. French Montana passed...
I'm going to throw in the bottle situation in the club. I remember that shit.
Yeah. French Montana passed everybody in New York at one point. Everybody.
Facts.
Everybody was on the same page. French was behind everybody. French is a Cocaine City DVD nigga. Nobody took his rap serious.
Nope.
He started, you know, he was doing his music. He got with Max B. You know, niggas was fucking with him a little bit. He had a nice little internet.
Let's be real, my nigga. Let's be real, dog. In my opinion, you don't got to say it. I say it. He was riding Max B's wave, in my opinion, but that.
I mean, this is a Silver Surfer. He's on a surfboard. He got a wave. Yep, fuck it. You ride that wave.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we could get into that in a minute, but he did what he had to do. Him and Jim Jones already had a problem. So why not get with Max B? Because you got to remember, he's the one who put the Rucker Park fight out. French did that.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That was on Cocaine City, so Jim Jones already didn't like him.
Mm-hmm.
So him getting with Max B was only going to antagonize Jim a little bit more because they already had a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So next thing, French, Max B goes to jail. French is still working. Darts, Coke Boys. The Coke Boys shit start getting momentum in the city. He's doing his mixtape, the Mac and Cheese shit.
Yep.
Then he catches that record, Shot Caller. Now, he's a big deal in New York City. Chinx Drugs has come on, is on the scene. French Montana is a big deal. So now you got a rivalry with Jim Jones, who's Dipset, and then you got a rivalry with Jim Jones and your French Montana. You got the hottest record in the city. So now you could make them calls that probably might have been made on you. I don't want to see it happen. You
and
might
then,
say, yo,
and,
I'm
and
not
then
coming.
And throwing
Jim
a caveat,
Jones.
Doggy, throwing a caveat. He's rubbing shoulders with Diddy, Ross. And
that's what I'm saying. You amongst the elite now, and Jim Jones is out of the game because you can say, yo, if you book Jim Jones, I'm not coming because I don't fuck with him. Now they're going to take you because you got the hot record. Ross co-signed you. Diddy co-signed you. You in good company. Jim Jones is like, damn, I used to fuck with Diddy. Now Diddy don't fuck with me because he going to pick French over me. That's his artist. So now that Jim is with Jay-Z, gets no higher. Now Jay-Z going to open them doors back up of your issues with French Montana.
Right.
So now you get to go on the radio and say, French Montana should fight me. And then I'll get it. You know what I'm saying? But he couldn't speak about French for a while because French was up. French was ahead of him. So he had to do certain shit. Now, if French is with Puff, who could match Puff? Jay-Z.
Jay-Z, Hovi,
So you go to the next best thing. Because if Puff ain't going to fuck with you, who else could you go to that's going to go against Puff? You can't go to 50 because 50 is you would look crazy. Being G-Unit, you look crazy. But you're not going to look crazy being Roc Nation because you already was on Rockefeller. You already was affiliated with Rockefeller.
But what about the beef him and Dipset, though, dog? You can't just forget that. You know, the song.
Who, Jay-Z?
Yeah, Jimmy.
It was this record, though, but, you know. It was this record, though. Nobody ever got hands put on them, right? Well,
nah.
And then, no, and then again, yes.
But
okay,
Cameron got shot, though. But Cameron got shot, he said he was going to...
but Jay-Z ain't shooting.
Yeah, but just a dope.
Yeah, but that's some shit in the...
You know?
Yeah, but that's some shit in the street. That don't... We don't know... Listen, I'm going to keep it real with you. I don't know nothing about that. We don't know nothing about that.
I was just going
so
to
not
Cameron, because remember Cameron did a press conference and shit, so I'm basing it off the press conference and then him doing the video. You know what I mean? So I'm just going off.
I don't really know what happened.
Right,
everything that niggas gonna tell you what they gonna tell the world what they want them to hear, but what a nigga tell you as a man, as an individual, like, you know, even for Jay-Z to forgive Jim Jones, they did have an altercation with one of Jay-Z people and they jumped him. You know what I'm saying? This is fact. You know what I'm saying? This is public record. I'm Ty brother. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Ty brother? Oh, shit, man.
Yeah. You understand what I'm saying? So for Ty to speak to Jim and say, yo, that shit ain't about nothing, and for Jay-Z to say this shit ain't about nothing, they actually want Jim Jones down. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm.
Now, let's not front like Jim Jones' music don't be dope.
Let me ask you this question. Okay. Bigger record in your opinion, Doggy Diamonds. Balling.
Biggest record. Bigger Balling is the biggest record in Dipset history. It's a fact.
Wow.
Oh Boy is better. Oh Boy is better. But Balling, man, the athletes was doing like it was worldwide. It was a phenomenon. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Michael Strahan was catching sacks.
Oh Boy. Oh Boy. That's what I'm saying. Oh Boy is a better record, easily. Dipset Anthem is a better record.
Right.
I really mean it is a better record.
Yeah. Santana,
you know what I'm
Tom.
Saying? Santana's all that shit. Balling on the scale of all the records, Balling, Who Am I by Juelz Santana is better than Balling. You understand what I'm saying?
Wait.
Balling is probably at the bottom of the dope records. I didn't like Balling. I thought Balling was fucking corny, truthfully. I just don't like that record. But it was big. And one thing about me, when a nigga make a big record, I be happy that a nigga caught one.
Right.
He caught one.
Mm-hmm.
Like First Montana Shot Caller. That record is horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Record is fucking trash. But he caught one. And that's his biggest record.
Yep.
He caught one.
Yep.
So if I say some shit is corny and 2 million people say it's dope, who am I?
Right.
It just ain't for me. You know what
it's
I do?
Me,
when
yeah.
the shit come on, it ain't in my iPod. It ain't in my playlist. And if the shit come on the radio, I turn. I'm not the type of person that go on a fucking a rampage. Yo, this shit is crime. I'm not going to make 20 tweets or 20 Facebook posts. It's me to call that shit Facegram. It's the same shit anyway. You know, they're owned by the same people. But I'm not going to go on a rant saying shit is corny. I just don't fuck with it. If you got a YouTube video and I don't like you, I don't watch your videos.
Right.
If you got a YouTube channel and I don't like you, I don't go to your channel. I don't go to your channel to say, yo, 3 is a bitch, fuck you.
Right.
I just don't do certain shit. I'm a different type of dude. I don't give energy to shit that I don't like when I got too much time to be spending on fucking with shit that I love.
Facts.
You know
that's
what
real shit.
Why
that's
neglect,
real shit
why
just,
neglect what I love? Why neglect what I love and give all my attention to what I don't like? That's some ass-backwards, mentally ill shit.
Right.
I don't go on niggas' comments and leave negative shit. I go on people's shit and say salute because I fuck with you.
Right.
But if I don't fuck with you, I don't say shit. I don't fuck with you. I ain't even going on it. I'm not even going to your it's people's channel on YouTube I've never been to. I don't even go to this shit. You know why? Because I don't like that motherfucker. I wouldn't give a fuck if he's interviewing the Pope. You and the Pope suck a dick. I don't like you. And I don't fuck with the Pope now because he on your platform. That's just how I am. You understand what I'm saying? The niggas is like, nah, he did a dope interview with the Pope. Man, fuck the Pope and fuck that fucking platform. I'm not the type of nigga that go on nigga shit and to go in there and say, I hate you. What type of shit is that, nigga?
Yeah,
go get you some pussy. Go hug your kids. Go read to your children. You know what I'm saying? I don't have time for that. But the Dipset shit, like I said, is unfortunate. It puts Joel Santana in a weird situation. It puts Freaky Deaky in a weird situation. And there's so many other entities and factors that makes up Dipset that we don't know and that we don't see. You hear them mentioning Luke Abrazi now. You hear them mentioning Digger. You hear them mentioning all these unsung heroes that made up this shit. We just looking at Jim Jones and Cam, but now Joel Santana suffers. Now Zeke suffers. You understand what I'm saying? And I think that's unfair to them. You know what I'm saying? I think that's unfair to them that you have to feel like you got to pick a side. It's almost like your parents divorcing. And you feel like you have to go where you're going. You know what
it's
I'm
like
saying?
When Jane, it's like when Jane Dane broke up and shit, niggas was like, I'm going to go with Jane.
Exactly.
I'm going to go with Dane. You know what I mean?
Exactly. You know, exactly. So I just think that that's unfortunate, you know, in that situation. But, you know, shit happens. You know, like I said, when me and Rec had problems, it wasn't really public, but it existed. You know what I'm saying? It definitely existed. So I just wasn't the one to really go out there and say, yo, fuck him. You understand what I'm saying? But it was times where I had to say, yo, I don't got nothing to do with that. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes you get people so used to seeing y'all together that if he fucking pissed on the tree, motherfucker think he was there while he was pissing. Like, yo, that nigga pulled his dick out and pissed. You think I'm standing there when he pulled his dick out? You understand what I'm saying? Like, I just don't be around for certain shit. Everything that a man do, it shouldn't fall on me. You know what I'm saying? So as much as we together, you have to distance yourself from certain shit because he his own man. He got to make moves that's going to be intelligent for him and his life. But we do have a business together, and when it comes to this business, we got to make sure this thrives. Anything outside of this business is your business. You know what I'm saying? Anything outside of your business is your business. It's like Rec asking me, yo, you starting Doggy Down the TV? And I say, nah, and then he go copyright my shit. You think
that's
I ain't going to be fucking ass? Oh, my God.
That's foul, my
Oh, my
man.
God.
Man, that's foul, my nigga.
Or he say, I say, yo, you got MREC TV? He say, yeah, but I ain't really doing nothing with it. Okay, cool. So I just go copyright the URL. So when he go copyright his shit, he finally owned by me? He like, you fucking snake in the grass. You understand what I'm saying? So you don't do certain shit to your man if that's your man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Or if a nigga is going to splinter and do his own thing, yo, that's his business. That's his business. I'm going to be all right regardless, especially if I'm bossed up the way I'm bossed up. You understand what I'm saying? You know, as long as a nigga ain't taking my thing that we got together and try to run away with, if you're going to start your own thing, cool.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Rec got a live stream that he do. I don't got nothing to do with that.
Well, yeah,
I'm not. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? My nigga, get your money. Get your money. Because at the end of the day, me and MREC have been blacklisted, blackballed, and did dirty by a lot of niggas. And people don't know this.
Mm.
People don't know this. You understand what I'm saying? Mm. So when I see a nigga crack that bank and get to certain money, I'm like, yeah. When he see me, when I hit rec and I say, yo, I just got 200,000 views, he nigga be like, nice, that's what's up. Then I see him get some views, I'll be like, yo, oh, shit, then we do our shit together. You understand what I'm saying? Because we still got a company to run. We run our company. But when I see him getting money that I know that they was trying to stop us from getting, I'm happy for the nigga because I'm like, now we talking about, yo, where we going to go? Where we going to get these houses at?
Right, facts.
Yeah, where we trying to live. You understand what I'm saying? Because when you're not getting no money, you disgruntled like a motherfucker. Or when the pot is small and you got to split it, you look at a nigga. I don't know if you remember cartoons. You look at a nigga, he turned into a fucking a lollipop. And so you be like, yo, man, this nigga about to be food. You know what I'm saying? That's when you start feeding on your people. But when everybody get money, motherfuckers be happy. And I know for me to get money as Doggy Diamond, I got to hustle as Doggy Diamond. The Form DVD thing, I hustled my ass off, and there was no reciprocity in some of those things because a lot of these artists are bitch-ass niggas. And I did a lot for these motherfuckers, and Worldstar was telling niggas, if you fuck with Forbes, I'm not fucking with you. And they was going for it, even though I was out in the street with niggas. That's a fact. See, this is what I'm saying. It's a lot of shit that people don't know. It's a lot of shit. One day Rec might tell it. One day I might tell it. There's a lot of shit going on. And it was artists that I was in the street with putting on DVDs and nobody cared about them, gave them a buzz, helped them with their career. Worldstar hit them and be like, yo, if you continue to fuck with Doggy Diamond, we'll never put your video up.
That shit's crazy.
And then they could stop answering the phone. And I'd be like, what happened? And then nigga make up some corny shit. Oh, I heard you said something about me. So I'm not a nigga, but as a matter of fact, nigga wanted to tell me it'll go through like three different people. And these niggas got busted.
And they come back to you. They come back to you, right?
Yeah, so it's like, that's the corny shit that I was going through. You know what I'm saying? And so, like I said, now when you see a nigga getting his money, so that's why me personally, on a personal level, if Jim Jones could get his money at Roc Nation and be prosperous, salute to him. You understand what I'm saying? Because obviously he couldn't get no more money off the Dipset brand, right or wrong. The Dipset brand wasn't making him no more money. So what is he supposed to do? I look at the same situation. So now me and Rec is getting money together. We getting money separate. So we can say, okay, with this Forbes thing, you got money, I got money. Let's invest that into this. Let's do this with this. You understand what I'm saying? It makes sense. So he said, yo, you at Roc Nation. Cam said he's never signing with nobody again. But if Cam and Jim was cool, if that's your man and I'm at Roc Nation and I'm about to do Coachella, I want you to come out at Coachella with me.
Right.
You ain't never been on Coachella, nigga. Mm. But now Dipset is on Coachella because I'm on Coachella. Mm. But will Cam Ego allow that? Will he want to open up for Jim Jones?
I don't know, man. I think Cam.
This is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So it's different. So it's different factors when you look at shit from a business standpoint. Me, I don't take a lot of shit personal. I look at a lot of shit as business. I say, yo, you know what? What makes sense? What's going to make me some more fucking money? You know what I'm saying? Because I don't have, like, a nigga's not my girl. You know what I'm saying? I don't have time to be emotional and be like, yo, that's you doing this, you doing that. Yo, you know what? We might have did that shit, and we learned from our mistakes. We learn how stupid shit is. We learn about the niggas coming in, putting shit in the game. We learn about these bitches talking, because everybody fucks the same bitches. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has the same lawyers. Everybody has the same circles. We learn about nigga telling me something and then going telling him something and then sitting back and watching us fight. We learn from all that shit.
Yeah.
And we also learn from other. So a lot of times when you see me interview Ali Vegas and I interview these artists, you know, niggas be like, yo, why you interview all these niggas? Because these niggas going to tell you what the fuck is going on.
Yep.
See, these new niggas is going to be these niggas 10 years from now and tell you how, yo, I had to, you know, like, because, like, when a nigga like Razzby come out and say, yo, nigga, fuck me in my ass for a record deal, you'd be like, yo, get out of here. That shit ain't really happen. But then Ali Vegas come and say, yo, I saw a nigga, you know, the nigga at the door was grabbing niggas' dick.
Ali Vegas, yeah.
So now you start saying, well, was Razzby lying?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm trying to put y'all to people who've been there and saw it.
Right.
So when Cam is telling you these stories, it's unfortunate that it took all this to happen for him to now to mention Digger.
Mm-hmm.
To now mention Luka Brasi.
Brasi, yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? Because if Luka Brasi brought you Hell Rell and brought you
he's
fucking really that set. Mm. He's a nigga put it together, and he damn sure was in the street with that Dipset Taliban shit with the mixtape. That's a fact.
Yeah, because Cam's Cammy. I mean, you heard him shout out Dipset nigga, shout out Luka Brasi and songs and shit, but Cam, like, he went out his way at least 3-4 times mentioning Luka Brasi. I'm going to keep mentioning Luka Brasi.
This is what I'm saying. So, but now, do the general public know who Luka is? No.
Nah.
We didn't never know who he was. I mean, some of, you know, we know, but
right.
The general public don't know. So not knowing who Luka is, he might have could have made 6-7 million in a side deal. He could have been an A&R for a label because he's good at finding talent.
On some Shot Money XL type shit, which I was with fucking.
Exactly.
Me.
So now by not shouting him out a certain way, you might have cut him out of money. But now you shout him out, and it kind of really don't matter no more because.
Damn, I didn't even think about that. Bro.
This is what I'm saying. Niggas' name. Listen, what did Marlo say? My name is my name.
Name.
Nigga don't say my name. I'm mad at all times. Nigga, you better fucking yo. I pull a Destiny Child on you, motherfucker.
Yeah.
I say my name, sign my name, and I fuck all the other fuckers. That's homie, but I'm saying say my name, nigga. If I'm the one who put on, if I'm the nigga who put certain shit together, put me in them lights I deserve to be in. You know what I'm saying? Don't take my fucking credit. You know what I'm saying? So we heard of Dipset Taliban, but that shit was really, that's what made Dipset so big on the fucking street. The niggas was out there selling fucking mixtapes like fucking crack.
They started the mixtape game first, though. Like Cam said, that's some real
exactly.
shit. They really started that
game
before G-Unit.
So you trying to tell me Luka don't belong up at Def Jam somewhere?
Wow.
You understand what I'm saying? He don't
belong
in one of these big companies fucking because he obviously could find talent. He found some of the hottest niggas and helped Cameron put his shit together. You understand what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure he's doing what he want to do in life right now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But shit, he could have had a $10 million deal at one of these labels.
Yeah, and we're talking about 2004, 2005 probably and shit, you know what I mean? All them time and shit.
This is what I'm saying. They started the mixtape game.
Yeah.
So now the mixtape is, now a mixtape is been in niggas' albums. Niggas ain't even drop albums no more. Niggas drop mixtapes. So this is my thing, right? Anybody who's the founder of something, then he's not the founder of mixtapes per se, because we would have to say Ron G and Kid Capri, even all the way back to fucking, you know, Starsky and DJ Hollywood and all, you know, those, they started the mixtape game. But the mixtape game, as we knew it, going on CDs and hand-to-hand and all that, Kool started the CDs first. But then going out there hard body and having a CD of a particular group, because Kool was various artists. You know, they was doing various artists.
Mm-hmm.
The Dipset shit was all Dipset CD.
Yep.
Dipset
DJ. Without a DJ. I know
this
they had case for a couple of them, but really just them. You know what I mean?
This is what I'm saying. So, you know, you trying to tell me that a nigga didn't deserve, like, a position somewhere? You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. So a lot of times you got to get your credit because, you know, some niggas is really putting on behind the scenes and trying to get this shit to work and make this shit work. You know what I'm saying? So as much as we say, yo, we love Ken, we love Jim, it's other unsung heroes. That's what I was saying. It's other people that make this shit work. It's like when you think Forbes DVD, you say, yo, I love Forbes DVD, MREC, Doggy Diamond, but what about all the work Quan Lee put in? Quan Lee is much as part of this shit as we are. Quan Lee put in a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Quan Lee has filmed the shit. Quan Lee has done logos, has done shit. So I always make sure I shout him out. I always make sure he, you know, yo, I got a job for you. I got a situation for you. You understand what I'm saying? And anytime somebody say, yo, can you film something? I call him. You understand what I'm saying? I could film it myself, but fuck it. Let him get the money. It's times where I say, yo, my nigga, if somebody want me to film something, they paying me $400, but I'd rather just give you the money. You got a kid. You do it.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? And that's what that's all about. See, the deal, what happened in this business, we stop forgetting that you got to help your people eat. You know what I'm saying? You always got to help your people eat. And one thing that me and Rec always been about, everybody who ever been around us always found a way to eat. Like, I'm doing a new podcast right now, and the podcast that I'm doing, the girl on the podcast is not my co-host. She's my partner. Like, yo, you own this shit with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm you. Yeah, Koku. Yeah, you a boss now.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? Now you a boss. Now you're going to see the headaches and shit that I've been going through, but now I get to put her. And she's, you know, in the flood. And let me tell you the fly shit. She in the crib right now editing the podcast, the footage. She know how to edit.
Wow.
I don't got to edit. I don't got to edit. You know how good that feels? I gave her the footage. She edited all the shit. It's all dope. You know what I'm saying? But you give people chances. You put people in position. You know what I'm saying? So Jim Jones on the Rock Nation, now he can say, yo, I'm over here. Mel Matrix, you ready? Are you ready? Are this person ready? Because I'm in this situation. I'm about to bust this door open. Now I got a bag for everybody right now. I couldn't really get us that bag over there when I was doing the Dipset thing, because when I started to do the Bird Gang thing, the nigga fucking copy wrote that shit, so I had to start vampire-writing. And then that shit didn't really catch on with the people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it's dope. I mean, the nigga got a lot of gear, a lot of paraphernalia and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? He got a lot of merch. You know what I'm saying? So now you got these doors of Rock Nation opening. Don't let Jay-Z put a vampire life hat on.
Mm.
Don't let him put the hat on.
If
he put the hat on, it's over. This is the point that I'm making. So you align yourself with certain people to open up certain doors for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, you had this kid in New York City from the Bronx named French Montana who had this city on lock. And anybody who's fronting, like French wasn't the hottest nigga, you lying to yourself.
Yeah, I might not rock with French music like that, but that nigga was blazing, though. You can't even front.
Yeah, yeah. I don't like his music. You know, in all honesty, you know, but
you can't deny. You can't deny he was popping.
Yeah, I can't deny where he. Like one thing about me, I'm a realist of where a nigga came from. Like I'm like, yo, I remember when a nigga, because we all at one point in our life just wanted a shot. Like, yo, man, this is my shit. I'm telling you, it's gonna be hot. A nigga like, yeah, fuck out of here. But then when he get a shot and you know, shit, man, when a nigga put you, yo, when coach say, yo, you in the game and you go in the game and you dunk. And you block a shot and you steal the ball and get an assist. He's like, hold on, this kid could play. So we can't front on what he did. You know what I'm saying? We can't front on what he did.
Right.
He did it. Now, where he at now, I don't know, dude. That this shit kind of even the playing field with Jim Jones. This is what I'm saying. That shit make it even. Jim Jones make a record under this Rock Nation shit. He out of here.
And get a whole
feature. And that Gigabyte shit is dope.
And get a whole feature.
That Gigabyte shit is. Huh?
The Gigabyte joint, I'm saying, get a feature from Jay-Z, that could look too.
This is a feature. Any, first of all, the pressure's on him because everybody want to see how it's going to match. He don't even got to get a Jay-Z feature right now. He don't got to do that just yet. We just want to see if it's going to work.
Especially Doggy without Max B, because let's be real, that POME album that Jim had, I mean, Max B was... I was a Max B album, in my opinion, man. You know what I'm saying?
Max B is a problem, but you know, at the end of the day, you know, I like you know, the song was real dope, Reppin' Time with fucking Rowdy Rebel. That shit is fire.
That shit was hard. That shit, and I like the Dave East
fire.
He got a joint with Dave East.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying. No, that's what I'm saying. He, you know. I think the problem with Jim Jones, why a lot of people don't like him, because he's very temperamental, he's emotional, and people blame him for Max B's woes, you know, for what he allegedly did to Max B, that so-called led to Max B incarceration and all that shit. And then, you know, just personal run-ins with Jim Jones. Like, Jim Jones was really terrorizing New York City. You know what I'm saying? So it's just people who just fucking hate that nigga who just wanted to see him lose. And
I met
then
that
we don't
nigga
make
in Miami, though. I met that nigga in Miami. He a dickhead, but go ahead.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, because it's certain niggas who don't like me because they're scared of me. You fucking better be scared of me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you better be scared of me, because if you a sucker, you better be scared of me. You know what I'm saying? But I never met nobody who kicked it with me one-on-one that was like, yo, I don't like that nigga, because I be regular. I'm regular degular. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I walk around Target and shit. You know what I'm saying? I do regular shit. I go food shopping. I do regular shit. And when people recognize me out in the street, I sit there. I might sit there and talk to a nigga, I don't know, for like 4 hours. That's just regular shit. That's serious. I talk for a living. So,
right.
You know, I got time. I make time. Yo, it's good, homie. Yo, I fuck with you. No doubt. Yo, and they say, yo, I like this and that. Yo, good looking, you know what I'm saying? You build rapport with people, but then there's some people who prejudge you and predetermine how they think you are based off of how you talk or how you tweet. I'm not a fucking tweet, nigga. I'm not a fucking Instagram post. I'm a real-ass person. I don't like fuck shit. I don't like fuck niggas, and I speak out about that, and that's my job in the fucking world. I really think that. But name one time that you text me and I said, nah, nigga, I ain't fucking with you.
Never, man.
I come every time.
Never.
I'm in a crib working on some beats right now. Honestly, that's what I'm doing.
Never.
You know what I'm saying?
You with a few niggas that always show love, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like anytime a nigga hit me, yo, I need to sign. Cool. When you want to do it? You do that. Sometimes I'd be like, yo, let's do that shit right now.
Yeah. You a stand up too.
Let's do that shit right now.
Uh-huh. Now, to go on a different segue right quick, man, I got to get your opinion. Because you've been, let's be, truth be told, that you was at battle rap events before a lot of these niggas started coming on the scene and blogging, and you was doing events, interviewing niggas before a lot of us and shit. Let's just be clear.
Mm-hmm.
What's your take on the culture right now in 2017, Doggy Thomas, battle rap-wise?
I think I see some bright spots out there that I like. I like Av a lot.
Word.
I like Nitty. Who else got my attention recently?
You like Jeff?
Damn. I like T-Top a lot too. I like T-Top a lot.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I like T-Top a lot, and I like Briz a lot. You know what I'm saying? Briz, I like Briz because what I like about Top and Briz in person, as men, niggas is cool, humble.
T-Top is cool,
nigga. Understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I like them. But so you ask me, do I like who? You ask me?
Chess.
Chess. I just think sometimes, like, I don't know. He could be hit or miss sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Because I like the battle with DNA and throwing up and shit like that. That shit is like really weird to me. I was like, what the fuck? Like a nigga got stage fighters and shit like that? Like what the fucking? Like nigga, I ain't never. You know what I'm saying? But I like Chess. He had a good round in that last battle. It was almost. But see, at the same time, it's almost like what I don't like about that round in Chess that he had. It's almost like the Wits of Life like shit. Like everybody's starting to do that. They third round, they complaining about how their life is fucked up. Nigga, this shit is a fucking battle. You here to tell this nigga how he suck, how you fuck his mother in the butt, how you shoot him. You're not here to complain about your fucking life. What that got to do with battle rap?
Yeah, that's kind of a new wave now, though. You niggas spitting.
Yeah, and this is what I'm saying. You know, when Surf did it, when Lux did it, and it worked, when Surf did it against Hitman Holler, What's Your Life Like? Like, this is what I see. Everybody picking around to complain about how fucked up their life is. I'm like, that's battle rap now? Like, so battle rap is you talking about how you're fucked up? No, battle rap is telling this motherfucker how you will fuck him up and how fucked up he is. It's not about you complaining about you, so I'm kind of confused. The bars be dope. It be real heartfelt. But that's some shit, that's some music shit. That's not no battle rap shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Not
right.
To me personally. The way Lux did it was dope because he was telling Calico how lost he was and how his father was lost.
Mm-hmm.
That made sense. But, you know, I guess the angle that Surf took when he did the Hitman Holler, he was trying to tell Surf how he really wasn't about that life.
Yeah, that
Envy
number 9 shit was hard. Yeah, exactly.
And then the way you expecting Shotgun Shug to do it, but then everybody got like a slogan, like a lot of that shit is just it's like I think battle rap right now is becoming you seen one, you seen them all.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The only people that's really sticking out is somebody like an Ab that's like 900 punchlines in a row. Like shit's like you almost like, hold the fuck up, nigga, slow down. But it's not going over your head though.
Yeah,
it's dope.
Right.
And I can say this, man. I'm like really, 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 really disappointed in B-Magic for not taking that battle and ducking that battle. Because honestly, at one point, B-Magic was my favorite. I watched him cry DNA. I watched some fried DNA in person. I was like, yo, this kid is a fucking problem. That hunger that he came with, I was like, oh, shit, then, you know, B Magic look like James Tony and shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, James Tony pop. Yeah, James Tony pop mad shit. So B Magic, you know, when he came on the scene and he was rhyming, I was like, yo, this nigga is fucking fire. This style gonna be hard to beat.
Yeah.
And then you know, we started seeing him choke, we started seeing him stumble a lot, and I was like, you know, he not focused. Then he started talking about retirement. But then you say you're going to retire, then you do like another fucking 40 battles and shit. Like, when the fuck you retiring? Yeah. Nigga, get the fuck out. And then obviously you're starting to show that you don't care.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? You don't care. And then I'm disappointed in Rex for not showing up at some battles and shit too. Like,
yeah,
I don't understand. Like, it's a lot of shit that, you know, I know turn the fans off. Mm. I think the fans are kind of alluded to invested in personalities opposed to being invested in the actual skill.
Wow.
Level of the
facts.
Battles.
Facts.
They just get caught up in that, like, they won't admit when their artist is lost. You know what I'm saying? Like, they
I like T-Top.
Mm. But he lost the shotgun shows. Like, you just lost. You understand what I'm saying? And I really felt like he lost. And I think T-Top is on a nice winning streak. You know what I'm saying? He definitely you know, he definitely beat everybody else he battled after that.
Yeah, beat the Surf.
But hell yeah, he beat Surf. I was in the building.
I had Surf. Oh, you in the building? I had Surf, though.
I was in the building. Listen, he beat Surf. Facts. And that building. And see, that's another thing that's happening with battle rap. You have this on camera, and then you have this in the building.
But, Doggy Dom, it got to be that way, though. It got to be that way. Because you got
to reason why that's unfair? Reason why that's unfair? Because you're never going to feel the effects of a concert unless you were at the concert. You could feel it in the crib. You could dance to it and all of that. But that concert being there, when that fucking fellow Americans, I'm proud to present, allow me to reintroduce myself. When you're in that building and Jay-Z walks out, ain't nothing like what you're going to see on TV.
What about when the concert goes to YouTube and you get to watch the concert over and over and dissect
But it's not the same of, it's supposed to be, battle rap is supposed to be the mood that was set in the building. We watch niggas get booed in the building and then come back the next round and have a crazy round.
Right.
Be like, oh shit, nah, he fought back. Sometimes you hear niggas in the crowd, fight back.
Yep.
And the nigga fight back. And you're like, you're not going to say that. Because the thing about the camera that heard battle rap is that the people that are fans will never, ever admit that they artists that they like lost. In the building, everybody said Surf lost.
Mm.
Only person who didn't say Surf lost was Surf. You know, on the real shit. Everybody was congratulating. I seen everybody congratulating T-Top. Yo, you did your thing. I'm telling you. You know what I'm saying? It's just like the first Gun Titles versus
NWX. Yeah.
In the building, battle number one, that shit wasn't even fair. It was like, yo, no. These niggas ain't ready, man.
Yeah,
like, they ain't ready.
I was watching this shit on camera. Imagine being in the building.
Imagine, this is what I'm saying. And this is why if you live in the, you know, tri-state area, or you know, you have the time, you have the extra money, you have to come out to these events. What you see in person is so fucking crazy. Mm. You like, holy shit. This shit is fucking crazy. Besides it being too many niggas on stage. I don't like too many niggas on stage. I don't like the biasness that I be seeing on stage. And I don't like everybody gas and boss. I don't like
that. Doggy, that's the number one rule right now. I think there's gassing of the bars. And listen, I'm not going to, no shade to Jazz the rapper, but I don't know if you got to watch E-Hart versus Jazz. But I interviewed
E-Hart. I had E-Hart winning that one.
Yeah, I had E-Hart winning that too. And we interviewed E-Hart. And I told E-Hart, yo, going into this battle, you battling Jazz, Smack, URL Crowd, the niggas on stage. Like, you battling just not Jazz, you know what I'm saying? And I agree with the gas and the bars.
Yeah, she's battling Queen Flip. She's battling Nels. She's battling Norm. She's battling everybody.
Do you think there should be a judge system about a rap in this juncture? You know what I'm saying?
Is that judging?
Yeah.
It could be make me a judge. I tell a nigga he lost his fucking faith. You know what I'm saying? I tell a nigga, you lost, my nigga. Fuck that.
Or
that's just needed. Some niggas, listen. Some niggas just gotta hear, you lost, nigga. You lost. Yo, I watched JC. Who did JC? JC battle Team Homie. What the fuck is the kid? RBE.
Moneybags?
No, not Moneybags. The other Puerto Rican kid. What's his name? Damn. I'm sorry, homie. I know your name too. I'm picturing you.
Hold on. It was RBE. Hold on, pull up my guy.
RBE event. When it was Team Homie versus Right.
Was it the Moneybags, bro?
No, it wasn't Moneybags. Moneybags battle.
He didn't battle Prez. It wasn't Gems.
It wasn't Gems. Who else is in Team Homie? He's Puerto Rican. Damn, I know. Fuck, man.
He's the same kid
battled Cortez and lost to Cortez. Puerto Rican kid.
You sure ain't Jet? Hold on, Team Homie versus
Not Jim.
Hold on. I'm going to tell you right now. My bad. Jay Murda
smoked fucking JC in the building. Fact.
Mm.
But the judges gave it to JC.
Mm.
And I was like, nah, that shit ain't right. Jay Murda won that.
I gave it to JC.
Jay Murda won that.
You think that Jay Murda won that?
Jay Murda won that. That's what I'm saying again in the building. Because, see, this is the thing about the camera. The camera, you got the time to sit back and analyze the bars and catch all that.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck all that shit.
But some niggas are not
cool at
some. Some niggas are not good in the building, though, doggy. Like the chiller.
That's their problem. But get your performance game up. See, that's when you gotta learn how to perform. You know what I'm saying? See, one thing about Surf gonna perform.
Right.
Hitman Holla, these niggas is performing. Like
K-Shine. Yeah.
Suge now. Like certain niggas is performing. They not just standing there rapping. They're performing. Like, they getting in it. They got the hand gestures. The only person that I don't really like his performance is Big T. I don't like that Chalaka, but I just don't like that shit. I think that shit is corny, but that's just me. But, I think Big T and Surf had, like, one of the most classic battles ever. People forget about that shit.
That shit was fire.
You know what I'm saying?
Fire.
Yeah, that shit is, like fire. But this is what I'm saying. I think a lot of these dudes find a line, they find a punchline, and they find a gimmick, and they keep running with it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? What I did like with Suge, with his pocket check and shit, you didn't know when it was going to come. That shit was dope. Like, I think that shit is dope. That's one gimmick where the pocket, you never know when that shit is going to come. If niggas say, he ain't going to pocket check me, and then he hit you, then you just didn't even realize he just did that shit.
Right.
That shit is dope, but that's all about performance.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying? I like shit like that.
Let me get your take on this, too, because there's a lot of conversation also in Battle Rap Doggy Diamonds about URL in particular trying to move out the veterans and bring in the new guys and put them to the forefront because, A, you ain't got to pay, you know, these niggas like, hey, man, holler, asking for maybe 20K or Lux or 40K. You know, Mook, he want some astronomical, crazy-ass price. Do you think, in a sense, that to keep the culture moving, you got to have new blood coming to the forefront, but are we being force-fed these niggas that you're trying to promote to us, that these niggas are a new breed, but we're still holding on to the veterans because we'll never let the veterans go in our hearts?
It's business. It's business. Mm-hmm. I think you got in the NBA, when motherfuckers get older, you love old players, but a lot of the veterans ain't been putting up, too. Let's just keep it a buck. We're going to keep it all the way real. A lot of the veterans, besides, you know, and he was one of the most clown, one of the most hated, still is by people, besides niggas like DNA, he show up for every battle.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But besides niggas like that, we done seen niggas come unprepared. We done seen niggas come without their rounds. We done seen niggas give subpar balls that you like, my nigga, you just did this shit for a check.
Yeah.
What about Surf and T-Rex? What the fuck was that?
Yeah, that was awful, man. Surf my dude, no, but I ain't Surf so quick.
Surf
I'm like, what was this, man? Come on,
yeah,
man.
Surf is incredible. You know what I'm saying? Incredible. But then he's incredible when he want to be. But what the fuck you mean when you want to be and I just paid $100 for a ticket?
Yeah.
But you know these young hungry niggas is coming every time. Every time. So it's like the NBA. It's like wrestling. It's like anything. You know what I'm saying? You going to keep booking Hulk Hogan? Hulk Hogan, everybody love Hulk Hogan. But nobody want to see that old-ass flabby skin shaking and all that shit out there.
That's
why,
how I feel about
saying?
Charlie Crist. That's all the analogy that you're using. That's how I feel about Charlie Crist right now.
You know, well, I ain't going to shit on Crist like that. That's the only. But I'm just saying, a lot of people, I get what you're saying.
Right.
Because if
right.
you're not going to come and you didn't come to win, you just came here to just show up and get your money and leave, then you don't love the culture no more. You don't love the game. When you love this shit, man, you're going to do this shit with or without the bag. You know the bag is there, you're going to get the bag. But remember, if you do a good job, you're going to get the bag anyway.
Right.
Charlie Clips, and I tell Clips all the time, and you can see interviews with me where he say to the camera, Clips, what I told you, yo, stop bullshitting. Because I think Charlie Clips is unbeatable if he don't want to get beat. Like, that nigga could do everything.
Yep. He got all the moves. He got a spin move. He
all
got a jumper. He could dunk. He could drive. But he don't want to do that. He don't want to go to practice sometimes. When he comes to the game, he's just like going through the motions. He could throw 30 on you easily if he wants to. Easily if he prepares and goes to the gym every day. But Clips be on some bullshit sometimes, man. I mean.
Because the fans let him get away with it at first. That's what I'm saying. And now everybody tell you know, the fans aren't fucking, you know, unfortunately, the fans ain't loyal to no fucking body.
Nah, no, they're not.
They love you, then they hate you, then they hate you, then they love you. It is what it is.
But is it warranted sometimes, old doggy, to be fair to the fans?
Yeah, if you're stinking up the joint, if you're stinking up the joint, hell yeah. You deserve everything. You deserve the booze. You deserve all that shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like Calico. Everybody loves Calico. Calico coming out party is when he battled Math.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like, hold up. This nigga Calico is nice.
Yeah.
And niggas actually booed Math.
Because we didn't expect Math to move like that, though. I didn't expect Math to move like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that was, you know, it was even Math against T-Top.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
you know what I'm saying? That was T-Top coming out party. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I don't want to see Math in a position where he's being used as a nigga that, once you beat him, you're a superstar now either. You know what I'm saying? Math has to
Doggy,
analyze.
Speaking of Math, my nigga, I don't mean to cut you, my nigga, but speaking of Math, it's hurtful to say this because I love all my Brooklyn niggas. You know what I'm saying? I just watched Math and Show Off a couple of nights ago, man, and to see Math lose like that, and everybody's watched it, consensus around 3-0, and he just... I don't know, my nigga. Math, man, it's hurtful to say that. That's my dude. You know what I mean? It just, I don't know. I don't know, man. T-Top, he was in the Show Off and then battling nondescript niggas. I really think after that disaster battle, Math really not been the same.
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say it was the disaster battle. I don't, because he did good in the disaster.
No, he did good. But I'm saying after, let me rephrase that, after the incident, because truth be told, that was a good-ass battle before that sucker punch bullshit.
I don't think an incident, see, Math is a street nigga. He's been in the street. An incident ain't going to change how you perform. It's not.
Well, he had a good battle with Chilla. I should take that back. Let me chill
with Chilla. I think Math, this is what Math's problem is. And, you know, that's the homie I tell him. And it's a lot of problems that a lot of us have. I think he cares too much about what people say. He keeps trying to prove what you don't have to prove, my nigga. You ain't got to prove that. You ain't got to prove it. Listen, I get niggas who come. I did an interview with JoJo Capone. Now, you think if I was a big sucker nigga, JoJo would fuck with me?
Not at all. You understand
what I'm saying?
Not a nigga like JoJo.
So,
no, not at all.
So it's niggas who come on the YouTube and say, Doggy Diamonds, you pussy. What I'm pussy for? Why you calling me pussy? What the fuck should I do?
Right.
I am who I am, but now I have to prove to you I'm not pussy.
Not pussy.
I'm approved. How can I prove to you I'm not pussy? You understand what I'm saying? Right. So I think Math, what happened to him, I think he just got caught up in the what happened. Because certain shit don't happen to us. You know what I'm saying? Certain
right.
shit just don't happen to us. Like, you know, certain niggas, you know, I never, you know, certain niggas just don't happen to us. You're so busy used to giving it that when you take that shit, you like, yo, nigga really did that shit to me? You kind of still in awe, but it's like, yo, all right, my nigga, shit happened. One thing about myself, I say, yo, I gave so many ass whoopings. Every now and again, I'm going to get punched in my face. Shit just be real like that. You know what
right.
I mean? Especially if you're
mm-hmm.
on the street.
Mm-hmm.
Some nigga going to get the drop on me and swing on me.
Mm-hmm.
He might have won that little battle, but you ain't going to win the war.
Yep.
But if a nigga sucker punch me and knock me out or knock me down, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? And even in the disaster shit, you know, because I hate talking about this shit because the shit is so old, but,
right.
you know, I won't blame that on Math. I think Math just got caught up in feeling like he had to answer every heckler, answer every troll, answer everybody.
And when he felt like he was dolo, you know what I mean?
But you got to understand, though, when people think they know your weakness, they exploit it.
Mm-hmm.
If I know, I could tell a chick, because your weakness sometimes is your insecurity. Now, when you when your insecurity get exposed, I'm going to exploit that and use it against you. Now, I know it's a nigga right now in Wyoming or Wichita sitting somewhere who's never been outside a day in his life, never been in the street, never had a fight, don't even leave the computer, got all types of gaming systems and shit like that in his crib. And he goes on my YouTube and say to me, Doggy Diamonds, you're not from Brooklyn, and you really a bitch. Now, everybody know I love my borough, and I ain't pussy.
Right.
So if I was a fool, I would engage him. Now, I made his motherfucking day.
Because
out of all the comments, I went past all the love. I went past all the salute comments. I went past all the Doggy Diamonds keep doing your thing. I went past
straight
all the Doggy Diamonds. I fuck
straight
with you.
To the hate.
Straight to the hate. I made his day. I just be ignoring niggas on YouTube. Or I might call them pussy and then I block them.
Mm.
If you don't like what I do, I get you out of here. I'm going to help you. Don't worry.
Facts.
You don't like what I do, I just block you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even always got to agree with me. You can look at this because some people don't even debate the fucking actual content.
They
say, yo, look at his shirt. Look at his shirt. Or I had a nigga say, look at his mustache. What? Oh no. Let me help you.
Let me squirt you out.
Because obviously you got mental health issues, so you know, I think you need to go get help. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Let me help you. You know, so I think that's what it is with Math. I think, you know, I think he just been through a lot of shit within battle rap, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Not getting some of the battles that he thought he should have get. I'm not making no excuses for him.
No, I agree totally. Me and Matt spoke on
the nigga,
this time.
You know,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, because the nigga, you know, he does have to be held accountable for some of the fucking shit that he did too. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes you contribute to your own demise, and sometimes, you know.
You can be your worst enemy sometimes, Bobby Diamonds, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Exactly. Because, yo, listen, man, do you know what it's like for me not to go to some of these niggas' offices and smack the fucking shit out of them? Do you know how much it takes for me not to get 400 niggas to run in some of these offices and beat the shit? I'm dead ass serious. This is words of my mother. May she rest in peace. You know how much restraint it takes for me not to see some of these niggas and crack their fucking head? It takes a lot of restraint because I know that, first of all, why am I cracking their head? Because they won't do something for me or work with me or something? Cool, fuck you. I'm going to prove everybody who doubted me wrong. That's what you do in life.
Facts.
I don't beat you up because you don't like me. I don't beat you up because you trying to blackball me or some shit. No. I'm glad you did all that shit. You made me work harder and smarter. But the old me, I see a nigga in one of these little shindigs and fucking give him a rib shot on some real shit. Yo, it's been places, I'm going to keep it real with you. There's been times where I've been in places and I came in the building, and niggas say, Doggy Diamond's in the building, and I see niggas go to the exit and leave. I'm like, damn, them niggas is pussy. You know what I'm saying? And it wasn't like no rappers or no real niggas, but it was blog niggas who knew they just did shit to me that you just shouldn't have done. What did you do that for? What did I ever do to you? All I do is provide content. That's all I do. All I do is do my content. I don't got no extra commentary. I don't give a fuck about a lot of shit. All I do is do my interviews and be me. And I've been myself. And we watch niggas swagger jack my whole persona. We watch mad niggas swagger jack my whole persona. And then they pushed them to the forefront because they was able to control them. You can't control me. I'm a grown-ass man. You're my peer. You can't control me. Only way you can get me to do certain things if it's for business and I have an understanding. Because I used to be wilding on Twitter. I used to wild out on Twitter. I chilled out on Twitter because I was like, at the end of the day, niggas used to call Rick, yo, nigga talking bad about me. I used to hurt niggas. I used to have grown men crying and hurting their feelings. Dead ass serious. I was like, yo, you know what, man? These sensitive ass niggas, I understand. This shit is a nigga art. You know what I'm saying? I can't really be dissing niggas' records. But I don't like gas, though. So a lot of times niggas be like, yo, that record is fire. I'd be like, yo, that shit weak. And y'all need to stop front. That shit garb. That shit weak. You know what I'm saying? So I don't have to be so real about everything.
Right.
You know one thing? You know what? Time going to reveal everything.
Yep.
Time going to reveal everything. Mm-hmm. So it's niggas like me. You know, you got other niggas. You got people like yourself. You got other people who's doing what we do. It's niggas who came and they gone.
Yep.
I'm still here. So you
are.
Can tell me about the next nigga. You can tell me how great the next nigga is and how I ain't really shit or how I'm trying to be like this nigga. Okay. That sounds cool. Cool. Okay. They going to be gone. They won't be around next year.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I like that Smack is giving new niggas a chance because, you know, hunger makes you desperate.
Right.
And maybe when some of these battle rap niggas, the veterans, ain't eating, then maybe they'll fucking get back on their A game and say, yo, man, I'm hungry. I'm going to come put on a good show. You know
but
what
that's
I'm saying?
The thing, though, Doggy, can you, like you said earlier, it's a business. Do you think Smack and these niggas, like, I don't think certain of the young guys coming up can pack an Urban Plaza, like a Verb, a Surf, a Tay-Rock, you know what I mean? These niggas and shit, you know what I mean?
Well, good thing Tay-Rock is still on his A-game.
Right, facts.
Tay-Rock is still on his A-game. K-Shine is still on his A-game. You know, it's a lot of people who
what
still...
You, hold on, what do you think about Shine and Rex, though?
Whoa. I'm going to be in the building for that. I got to see that with my own two eyes. Like, I just got to see it. Hopefully, I'm going to be real with you. This is the biggest battle of Rex's career.
Wow. Wow.
If he loses his battle, it's over.
Wow.
If he loses his battle, it's over. Because this is the kid you taught how to play chess. He finally beat you. See, the student's never supposed to beat the teacher. And not saying he taught Sean, but Sean was under you. I said, I heard it say 90 seconds left. We about to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
So I'm Doggy Diamonds. Make sure you follow me at Doggy Diamonds on everything. Doggy Diamonds TV, Doggy Diamonds No Filter is the podcast. Ali Vegas interview out now. OC dropping soon. And I got a big announcement coming soon. Shout out to PSA Podcast for having me. Three Letter Man. I'm Doggy Diamonds. Peace, y'all.
Peace, my brother. You know what it is, man. Shout out Doggy Diamonds, PSA Podcast, all the listeners. Good night. Love y'all, man. Easy.